I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Please bring it up, Rick. Coming up next hour on You Better You Bet, 20 minutes from now, Josh Norris kicks us off. We have a mini gaggle today. Mini gaggle of guests today. Three straight guests coming up in hour number three. Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider. Evan Silva from Establish the Run. Sam Paniatovich of Nesson, Fox Sports, and the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Then it's the Power Hour and the final hour of the show. All our bets for tonight, Dodgers Giants, National Hockey League, where we will attempt to do better than we did yesterday. Going to be difficult not to. Like, math kind of says so. And then all our bets, side total and props for the Bucks and Eagles on Thursday Night Football. But as promised, since the show is going to be packed tomorrow with football on a Football Friday, phenomenal Football Friday, and on Monday, pencil, pen, or blood. And the season starts on Tuesday. So let's get some of our favorite NBA season win total overs and unders right now with yours truly, with Ken Barkley, and with our guy, Rick Camp. Rick, lay down that old school takeaways music, please. It's been a while, man, since we heard this, right?
Yeah. Brings back memories of like March and April first hours, basically. It's like, yeah, man. Sixers are 50-38 as they beat the Hawks. No, I'm just kidding.
Does it make quality of life? I'm not talking show, just like quality of life, better or worse when the NBA comes back? Like, we love the NBA. It's not that we don't love the NBA or love pro basketball. Is quality of life better or worse with the NBA back?
For me, it's better until the day college basketball starts, and then everything's way worse. And then everything's just death, basically. It's like NBA with no college basketball, and like baseball will almost be like winding down. There'll be fewer baseball games on every night starting next week, basically, as we get on down, obviously, to just the championship series and the World Series. And football still in its current form. Weeknight NBA will be awesome, and then college basketball will start, and it'll be like Thanksgiving time, and my like handicapping life just becomes unsustainable basically for several months. So looking forward to NBA, but not really looking forward to like mid-November.
Meanwhile, I get to kick my feet up as Ken Barkley does all the heavy lifting with basketball. It's going to be basketball, and you bet. Our guy Rick Camp joining us here. Rick, of course, stud NBA better. By the way, Rick, we're going to stop saying that once like you're off the show, even if it's true, because you're not going to be on the show 5 days a week anymore giving us your bets. Even though you said you'd be available whenever we asked. You balked earlier this week when I was like, Rick, we're going to get you all 5 days in the Power Hour. We're going to get Rick. What are we thinking? Wednesday, Friday for Rick Camp?
Wednesday, Friday would be awesome. That would be really good for when there's like 10
games on. How do you feel about that?
It's starting to look like I may be doing a thing in that hour. Wow. Monday through Friday.
Wow, Rick, you're going to be doing multiple things then, man. Rick, the multitasker. Going to be
multiple
awesome.
Things.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we look forward to that from our guy, Rick. But Rick's awesome when it comes to the NBA events. That's great stuff for our pals over at 4 for 4. So I've got 3 written down here, NBA win totals. Ken, how many for you? And then Rick, how many for you?
I wasn't sure how many we were giving out. I can go whatever number you like, basically. Just let me know. How about we get you want to do Rick? Three each?
Well, I think Rick wants to do more than three.
Rick has like nine. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've bet eight, but for the sake of the segment, I'll do whatever.
All right, Rick, why don't you give us your best three here? Ken will give us his three. I'll give three, and then if we have time left over, we'll let you give the rest of them.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, the first one for me is one that I know Matt Moore's been all over as well. It's the Utah Jazz over. 51.5 is where I got it. I believe at Rivers right now, we're looking at a 52.5. Still like it there. I mean, just the fact that you got 10 extra games. Donovan Mitchell missed time last year. Mike Conley missed time last year. A vast majority of your rotation is back. And the win total is basically saying you get 10 chances to win one extra game or two extra games, depending on where you get the number. Yes. Like, I'm looking at what the numbers are for Utah to be the one seed, because I really think they're going to end up being the one seed out west. I think they're going to win probably 55 plus. I would not be shocked by that at all. If they even got close, somewhere even higher than that, I would not be surprised at that at all. So the second I saw 51.5, I jumped all over, because I think they have a ton of wiggle room there. As like, the only way that could really, really go downhill is if Gobert gets hurt early and is out a vast majority of the season, because then their defense really falls apart, and that obviously would be bad for them. Second one for me, going to the opposite end of the conference, is Houston under 27.5 wins, which at Rivers right now is 25.5 wins. Still like it there. I think they're going to be around 20. Just when you have that many young players that are going to play that many minutes, with the likelihood that Christian Wood could be traded, Eric Gordon could be traded, or with Eric Gordon, he could always be hurt. I mean, they're just trusting so many young guys that I think they're going to be right down there with Oklahoma City. I mean, Oklahoma City is going to be trying harder to lose than they are, but I think they're right down there as well. And then one, just because the news today went from something that I was thinking about betting to absolutely bet it before it got pulled off the board some places. Last I checked, New Orleans under at Rivers is 38.5. I bet it at 39.5. I like it either way, because I was kind of leaning under anyway. Now with the news that Zion Williamson is going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks, and then David Griffin being very vague about when he could be coming back, anytime he misses really puts a dent into them being able to go over this, because I think their defense got worse. They've at least in their terms, built the team better around Zion. I don't know how well they can function without him out there offensively. They've still got some offensive players, but it's much more ISO guys. So I love that under, considering how competitive the West is going to be. So New Orleans under 38.5 at Rivers, Houston under 25.5 at Rivers, and Utah, I believe it's over 52.5 at Rivers.
All right, so there you have it. Three wins from Rick. We'll circle back to Rick at the end of the segment. You better, you bet, BetQL. Costos Barkley Camp, tremendous Thursday, giving you our favorite NBA win total bets for the season. Ken, what is your three-pack of NBA win totals?
Yeah, they're just perusing what's still on the board. I'll start with one that Rick and I 100% agree on. The only one that he said that I also bet, and it's actually my largest win total bet, and that's Houston's under. I have not one clue why this isn't 21. Like, I actually have no idea. The argument is going to be, well, of the Western Conference divisions, like, theirs isn't the worst, basically, or something along those lines. Teams that are generally, when you try to project, like, value over replacement player or like on-court plus minus type stuff, advanced statistics for the NBA, teams that are led by rookie players are frequently, especially if it's like hyped rookie players, are somewhat overvalued in win total markets to start the year. It is extremely rare for even highly touted, highly drafted, for like lottery guys to have productive, positive on-court minutes in their rookie season. Even like good players generally are like neutral in their rookie season in terms of the minutes that they play, in terms of like value over a replacement guy. Like that's one of the things, reasons why Luka early on, everyone was like, this might be a thing. Like he was an insanely valuable player. It literally in his rookie season never happens. And Houston is almost entirely driven by rookie scoring, rookie usage guys. And Rick mentioned it, like, yeah, there are a couple veterans on the roster who aren't going to play. Like John Wall's already off the team while they look for a trade partner. Eric Gordon's not going to play a lot this year, I don't think. So just, you project out their rotation, all of their minutes, all of their usage is almost entirely driven by young scorers with no history of being on winning teams. Just another year to rebuild, basically, for this team. The West isn't quite as good as it was last year. Like, San Antonio's not going to be as good. Sacramento's the same. I think there's, like, a little more room for wins. That last year was just so bizarre with the West. Everyone was trying to win, basically, except for Oklahoma.
How bizarre.
So at Houston under like easily is a great, and not that it's going to hit easily. Just it's a phenomenal bet. There are 26 and a halfs out there too, by the way, like a lot of them. So just keep that in mind, obviously. A couple others I'll go through a lot more quick now. I like the Celtics over. And I think a good way to think about this is, like, anytime a coach is in a situation where he's been for a long time, there's always the chance that the roster can be talented, but they just tune the coach out and it becomes an attitude, effort, performance thing more than a talent thing. I think with Brad Stevens, there's a ton of evidence that that was the case. This is, from an age experience standpoint, this almost certainly has to be the best season of both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown's careers. They're both still under 25. And it's just like, if you project those two guys forward, even like a half step forward, then this number is a couple wins too low, basically. I make them between 48 and 49 wins. 46 and a half is the consensus number in the market. I like their over. And then this is a play almost entirely against a coach. And it's also a play in terms of the competitive middle to upper part of the Western Conference. Like, who's going to get those top four, top six seeds? I think Jason Kidd's a terrible coach. And I think the pairing of him and Luka Doncic is a disaster. And I really like Dallas under 48 and a half. A lot of their projection means Porzingis like has to play a lot of games this year. Roster was basically a stand pat roster from last year's playoff rotation. Even if Luka takes another step forward, which would mean like unanimous MVP at this point, like you go from Carlisle to Jason Kidd, it's one of the most massive drop-offs in terms of in-game coaching I've ever seen. I just don't think the team is very likely to win 50 games. So Dallas under as well.
And how about that picture of Jason Kidd? The stupid collar on his shirt. Like, it's just like, I can't even believe that's real.
He once intentionally spilled a drink on the court. Like, it's just,
well,
like,
that I can, like, we can't celebrate Bobby Valentine for coming back into like the Mets dugout with like wearing like the fake, like nose and glasses and like not laugh at Jason Kidd spilling. It's just, that it's, I like from Jason Kidd.
I just, but like, that's what he brings. Meanwhile, Rick Carlo brings like out of timeout inbounds plays. Like, I just don't understand.
All right. Three calls for me here. You know, I got to take my Knicks over 41 and a half. Bit of a homer pick by me, but also, like, I actually think it's going to happen. I think they have a chance to be better than last year. I don't think they're going to be the four seed in the East, but like major upgrades with Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier, if they give you anything, they're going to be major upgrades over the guys that they're replacing. And we know this, you guys say it all the time, and it's true. Tibbs goes all out in the regular season. Like, he's not a coach that's going to save his guys. That's never been his MO. And I think the Knicks are better this year than they were last year. Fans are going to be going nuts in the Garden all season. Knicks over 41 and a half. I'm going to piggyback off our guy, Matt Moore. I'm going to take the Wolves over 35 and a half. I've been reading tons of tweets about the Wolves defense now with Chris Finch with the full offseason to implement kind of like his new defensive scheme. I think Anthony Edwards takes a step forward this year. Love me some Karl Anthony Towns. Like, the player in sports overall, like, I root for the most is Karl Anthony Towns. Been through just like a lot in his life. Like, read about it if you want to. Just like a good guy. I root for him, and I'll be rooting for the Wolves this season. And this is a little narrative-y by me. Surprise, surprise. I think Paul George has got a shot to win MVP this season. And I know like there's like major bottom out potential for the Clippers this year. I think Paul George is going to carry that ass to a decent season. Clippers over 45 and a half wins. My third and final one for right now on You Better You Bet. 2 hours down, two more to go here on the show. Final hours, the power hour, all our bets for tonight, including the Bucks and the Eagles. But the gaggle of guests coming up next, Sam Panayotovic, Evan Silva. And we start with Josh Norris.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.